in the waiting room?
Yes, we have everybody for AA, it looks like.
Okay. I'm going to call this meeting of the UIL State Executive Committee to order at this time. We do have a quorum. We have an agenda before us. We will be abiding by the University Interscholastic League Constitution and Contest Rules. And I need approval. I need a motion to approve minutes from September the 7th.
I'll make that motion.
Ms. Denson makes a motion. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second from Dr. Cavazos. All in favor, please raise your right hand. That is unanimous. Okay. We're going to move forward now and let's bring the folks in and then we'll discuss the hearing, all right? For AA.
Hey, this is everybody that was in the waiting room.
All right, we're going to begin by making sure everybody's audio works. And so we're going to verify that first. I'll start with, please unmute at this time and then remain unmuted so that we can get you sworn in here shortly too. Mr. Miller?
Here.
And your role, please?
I'm the head football coach at Eaton High School.
Thank you. Stacy Miles?
Hello, principal at Eaton High School.
Thank you. Then we have Lisa Simmons.
I'm Lisa Simmons, principal at Keller High School. And then I'll let the gentleman with me also introduce himself.
Carl Strelo, head football coach at Keller High School.
Thank you. Mr. Johnson.
Good morning. Joel Johnson, executive director of athletics for Northwest ISD and also chair for District 4-6A.
Thank you. Then I, one of them that's titled Carl Strelo, I believe it is.
Yes, sir. That's me, Carl Strelo, head football coach, Keller High School.
Okay. Who do you have with you?
Lisa Simmons, my principal.
And that's the family, the bees are using his computer.
Okay. That's
so we'll let them in. Anthony, will you and your family introduce yourself?
My name is Anthony B. I'm Anthony B. Senior.
Good morning. My name is Makisha Smith B. I'm Anthony's mother.
Very good. Thank you. And Eric Person?
I am the athletic director for Keller ISD.
Very good. Thank you. At this time, I'm going to ask you to raise your hands, stay unmuted, please. And two is going to swear you in.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you present is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you very much. We're going to move forward then with this hearing AA, Keller High School, Appeal to District 4-6A Executive Committee decision regarding the eligibility of a student athlete, Section 443, changing schools for athletic purposes. Mr. Beasley?
DC 4-6A met on August 22nd, 2022, ruled that Anthony Ray B. the second moved from Northwest Eden High School to Keller High School for athletic purposes with the vote of 4-2. Items number 1, 3, 5, and 6 were checked yes on the PAPF, and items number 1 and 8 were checked yes on the eligibility questionnaire. The student's parents are appealing the ruling of the DEC.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about process at this time. We're going to start with family members. We're going to look at some of the information you've already provided us, affirm some of that, and then we'll have questions for you. Once we're finished, we'll go then to Eaton High School to talk to those folks for a little while. We'll then go to Keller, although the receiving district rarely has much to offer us in terms of the reason for the change. But if there's something there, we'll be glad to listen to it. And then District Executive Committee Chair will go there next. And then back to family, we may have more questions, but then also we will give you the opportunity to summarize. Okay?
Okay.
All right. I'm going to begin just kind of make sure that we have some basic information down. It's our understanding that you two, mom, dad were separated about 5 years ago, but stayed together for a while, and then are now divorced. And the divorce decree states that you must live within a certain proximity of one another. Is that correct?
That's correct.
For the most part, we were separated for 2 years and then, well, a year and a half, then the rest was actually divorced.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And Anthony has been living in the previous with mom in the Eastern Attendance Zone. And you made the statement, and I think this was confirmed by dad, that he would been was headed down the wrong path.
Correct.
And you made a family decision to move him in with dad. You'd always had joint custody, and dad lives in the Keller Attendance Zone and has for about, is that 3 years, Mr. B?
Almost 4 years.
Okay. Yes. Mighty good. And initially, as you moved in with dad, Anthony, you drove back and forth to finish the school year at Eaton. Is that correct, Anthony?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Very good. Been in the Northwest School District all your life. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Now, there were some things that that came up. Anthony, you and your mom, the way it read, were not really getting along. And then there was mom's boyfriend that was in the picture also, that you weren't getting along with him. I have a question for you, Anthony. You made the statement that your junior year in football was rough and you got discouraged. Now, we know that you started jiu-jitsu at that time. You got into that and liked it, but you eventually chose to come back to football because jiu-jitsu was hard and you wanted to stay with what was good. Are those correct statements?
Yes, sir. But also I was really not for sure on what I really wanted to do at that time.
Okay.
I made a decision that I feel like I didn't want to make. So I chose football over jiu-jitsu.
Okay. Now, going back to your statement about your junior year being rough in football, would you describe that for us? What do you mean by being rough?
Just outside of football, there was a lot of stuff going on, like family issues. It wasn't just football. That was just more so rough for me because football is a rough sport. So it's something you got to, like, adapt to. So it really wasn't football that was itself rough. It was a lot of stuff going out outside of football that was, okay, like, taking a toll.
But you made the comment that your junior year was rough in football. What was, I understand that there were other issues. You're doing a good job of that, and you did so in the information that we have. But what part of the football piece of it was rough?
Just getting back and forth to practice. That was the main thing. That was the roughest part, I could say.
Okay. And that was because you were now living somewhere else. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Again, there were issues between Anthony and mom. I think you had a boyfriend, have or had a boyfriend. And you used the term, mom, I'll go to you, that he became depressed. And you realized that at that point, maybe there needed to be a change, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Dad, were you aware that when he came to live with you that he could have continued at Eaton for his senior year?
Yes, sir. It just wasn't economically good for our family for him to do that.
What kind of a distance are we talking about here?
It's about a 30-minute drive.
Okay. All right. in April, Anthony, you texted your coach and you wanted to join the football team back. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And there was discussion at that time of putting you on a contract, which is a pretty normal process to go through. Is that a statement that I'm understanding as well?
Yes, sir.
All right. But you did not accept the contract?
Yes, sir.
And can you explain to us why you did not?
Honestly, I wasn't for sure on my decision at the time. And I think that the contract, it was just kind of overwhelming. So I just decided to say, you know, maybe I was right. Maybe I didn't make the wrong decision. And just like you said, at the time, it was just not a really good time for me. So, you know, that just kind of made me want to just say, you know, forget it all. But looking back on it now, I shouldn't have just said, you know, forget it all, because that's not how you go through things.
Okay. Dad, you used the term that he was missing class, and thus I needed him to live with me. This was prior to him coming to live with you. He was still living with mom close by. And what you're saying is that there were some issues with him attending class?
Yes, sir. Yeah, he was having issues with going to class. He was having a lot of different issues going on. And I thought it would be the best for me to keep a close eye on him.
Okay. And there were some losses. Anthony, I understand that there was a girlfriend that died, and sorry to hear about that. And of course, your grandmother, and you had COVID as well, right?
Yes, sir.
Are those all true things?
Yes, sir.
Read that correctly? Okay.
Yes, we did.
And now you're living with your dad full time?
Yes, sir.
You ever go over to see your mom?
Not often, but occasionally, yes, sir.
Okay. That makes sense that you'd go see her on a regular basis. And then, Mom, are you still living in the Northwest Eaton High School attendance zone?
Yes, sir. I'm currently living in the same house. I'm in the process of trying to move.
Yeah, I'd seen something about maybe going back to Fort Worth.
Possibly. It's just where I can afford to at the time.
Okay.
Everything is a lot of change.
Okay. What questions do I have from other members? Yes, Ms. Denson.
Excuse me. Anthony, at the time that you were inquiring about rejoining the football team, and you were given the opportunity for the behavior contract and also probationary status, it was in the documentation that you stated that you refused the contract and the opportunity and that you would go play elsewhere. Is that a correct statement?
No, ma'am, it is not.
Okay, what was your response when you were given that opportunity?
My response was that I would talk it over with my family and I would get back to him, and that's what we had agreed on.
Okay, and when you got back with the coach, was that the next day or was that several days later?
It was maybe a day later.
And what was your response when you spoke to the coach?
That me and my family discussed it over. We thought that it wasn't the best choice for me and for our family.
Okay. Thank you, Anthony.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to follow up with that. Dad, Mom, why was the contract not the best thing?
Well, he really didn't discuss that with me on the contract. I really didn't even know anything about a contract. So,
okay.
And the coach never got in touch with me and said anything to me about offering him a contract or anything like that. So I never heard about the contract until all this came about.
Mom?
That's partially my blame. Anthony did talk it over to me, but he just, at that time, you know, I didn't know, if I'm being honest, I didn't know if we were coming or going. Everything was in turmoil. And my son just wasn't He wasn't in a good place.
Okay. All right. Any other questions for the parents? All right. We're going to get back to y'all. Good job. Good job. Thank you. We're going to go now to Eaton High School. Coach, are you unmuted there? There you go.
Yes, sir.
Coach Miller, right?
Yes.
Who completed the previous athletic participation form?
I did.
Okay. And you said it was a change for athletic purposes, that he had quit, he would be prohibited from playing, and that it was a change for athletic purposes.
Yes.
There had been problem was number one. So walk us through that very quickly, please.
So the PAPF or the whole
The reasons for that, it's all one thing, I think. Reason that you did what you did and that you think that it was a change for athletic purposes.
So Anthony, he quit showing up to athletics. I came and found him in class, had a long talk with him. He said he was done, said he didn't want to play anymore. Everything I got from other people asking around said he just basically didn't want to go to off season. So as soon as we got to spring football, he came back. He met with me and wanted to come back. And so I said, I'd love to have you back, but I said, you just missed off season. And the rumors were that's the reason you quit, was because you didn't want to go to off season. You want to do something else and not be with the team. And some of the things we instilled as far as leadership and work ethic and things like that, he missed, and he wasn't with his team. So I said, well, you've had an issue with showing up, buying into what we do. You know, you skip practice for several reasons. One time he told us he missed practice for he had to help his grandmother, and another coach caught him at Kroger with his girlfriend same day. So talking with my other coaches, I said, the reason we need if we want him back, we need him on our terms, and he needs to be able to buy in. And so we thought a behavior contract was something that would hold him accountable to our expectations. And so I said, I'm going to put you on a behavior contract. It means you can't go to ISS. You can't go to DAEP. No missed practices unless I excuse them. You know, you have to call me ahead of time. I got this, this, and this. And at that time he said, I don't know about that. I said, he goes, I'm going to have to go with my family. I said, that's fine. He said, I may just play somewhere else. I said, that's okay too. I said, but it's not going to be at a public school. And then he left. And then I messaged him later. And so he said, I talked with my dad and we changed our mind. We're going to do something else. I said, okay. Later that summer, he played 7-on-7 with the private school. And really that's where I kind of thought he was going to go. And then when I got the PAPF from Keller High, that's when I was like, well, the only reason he's there is to play football, because he's not going to sign the behavior contract here.
Okay. Any questions for Coach? Okay. We also have the principal, I believe, from there. Do you have anything to add?
No, I do not.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, Coach. Let's go now to Keller High School. As I said earlier, typically don't have a lot to offer as to for the reason, but if you've got something pertaining to that, we'd love to hear it.
The only thing I can say is since Anthony's come to Keller High, he's been a great student, no issues with attendance. You know, he's very positive, upbeat, seems to fits in well with our kids. He's made a lot of friends. My staff loves him. He's an office aide for my counseling team and they love him. And so that's all I can really add to is of how he's been here at Keller High. So
good deal. Good deal. Coach.
I'm going to echo that. Young man's been at president practice. he's served on the scout team because his level of because he's ruled ineligible at the DEC. He's been a scout team defensive lineman every single day working with our kids, and that's very difficult for a senior that's had success to do, and he's done it with a great attitude. And he rode 6 hours to Odessa back and forth with us last Thursday. He was a ball boy. He helped load the truck and the bus and asked if there's anything else we can do to help the group. I don't know where he was, but I know where he is right now. And he's not playing for us, but he's become an asset to our program. And I don't know what interactions took place prior to this, but I met him on Monday in August. He said, I'm going to be coming to Keller High School. I said, when you're a bona fide student and enrolled in Keller High School, we can talk. And on Wednesday, he was enrolled and came over, and that's when we started this process.
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it. All right, we go to our district chair, Mr. Johnson.
Yes, sir.
A comment. Did you consider recusing yourself in this hearing?
From running the meeting?
Yes.
No, sir.
Okay. Consider it when it's one of yours. Just think about that. Okay? I understand that you weren't a voting member, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. All right. But think about that. It's a recommendation anyway.
Okay.
But you handled the meeting very well, and we appreciate that. The process was really good. So thank you. There was a 4-2 decision. And could you, in your words, describe why you think it went as it did?
I think in my words and just my opinion, I think the 4-2 vote was just based on throughout the testimony of Anthony missing school, Anthony missing practice, was the first red flag, I think, from the committee. And then Coach Miller giving him an opportunity to return to the team after missing practice, missing school, and putting him on a contract that's very, very standard, that, you know, probably similar to any school district, any coach would do. And Anthony refusing to do that, and whether the statement was made he would play somewhere else or not, I think that probably helped a little bit of weight with the committee. And just my opinion on why they voted that way.
Okay. That's very succinct. Anything from committee members this time? Thank you. And again, your process was very good in the hearing, so we appreciate that.
Thank you.
Let's go back to family members at this time. Or is it anyone else before we go to family that needs to say anything? Okay. What questions do you have for family at this time? Anybody? All right. We're going to ask you folks to summarize for us anything that you need to say at this time.
Are you speaking to us, the family?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I know if we got a turn.
Yeah.
I'm not going to even bore you with the what happened with the last meeting, because I know you had the minutes and
yes, ma'am.
Opportunity to look over.
And this is the new hearing. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Just to summarize, you know, there was a situation at the school that I ignored as a parent. And moving forward, I missed red flags. The 2021 season started. We lost our mother. Shortly after that, Christmas hit. Deuce lost his first real girlfriend due to a car crash. My son went through a very dark place. He lost 40 pounds in a matter of a couple of months. So as a mother, I at that point start noticing. Then he got into a very dark place with depression. And I'm a social worker for the state of Texas, and I help people consistently. And I failed my son because I missed all the red flags that he was presenting. That was during the time of the contract and everything. And you have the letters there from neighbors and things that happened.
Yes, ma'am.
It was my parental decision for the success of my son, to make the judgment call, to tell his father, not ask his father, tell his father, Anthony needs to come live with you. Because at that point, I was not the best parent for him. I could not put in place for him the things that he needed to be a successful adult. That's hard for a mother to do, because I'm hands-on, and that's hard. I wish Coach Miller's staff would have reached out to me more. I didn't know anything about the contract until my son brought it to my attention. But what resonated, and I'm going to close with this, what resonated is when one of the coaches on the staff, Coach Aguirre, reached out to me. We had a 45-minute phone call. He reached out to me, and he said out of his own mouth, he said, "Miss B, you have a good son. Anthony's a good kid. But the crowd that he's run with, these boys that he's grown up with, it, everything he's run with," and I'm not, this is, I'm paraphrasing, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
"But the boys that he's running with, and I know he's known them forever, they're not a good decision right now. And sometimes it takes people from the outside to pull your coattail to let you know." And that's when changes start being made. Because all of that was playing in my head with everything he was going through. And then the fight at my home with my boyfriend at that time. And Deuce had to get up and go to school that morning. They had a full-fledged fight in the front yard. The police were called. See, the school knew nothing of that.
Yes,
so there were a lot of things behind the scenes that my child was going through that he couldn't even manifest. He didn't know how to articulate it. So I just really wish the staff, it's not their job, but I wish they would have, out of a due diligence, reached out to me a little more to tell us more about what he was and how he was performing on the team. But I can give, you know, a shout out to Coach Aguirre, because he did reach out, but it was much earlier.
Okay. Well said. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dad, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, I would like to say, you know, I didn't know nothing about the contract. When the fight incident happened, that's when I was like, hey, something needs to go happen. What's going on with my son? I need to make sure that he's okay. And then that's when she told me, well, you need to take him. And that's when I started taking over. And like Coach Straylow and them saying, he's not missing no school like that anymore. It's a big change that's happening. You know, sometimes it's just a change of scenery helps kids that's going into the wrong. I just don't want my son to spiral out of control and be in a bad place.
All right. Thank you. Anthony, you have anything to say to us?
I would just like to say thank you for y'all's time and having me and my family here today. I really appreciate y'all, and I thank y'all for being here for me.
All right. Well, Anthony, I don't, you know, we just get a small glimpse at folks who come through here, but these hearings, but you're very well spoken and very polite, and no doubt, no matter what happens today, you got a good future ahead of you. So you got parents, both of them that love you, and we're gonna wish you nothing but a very bright future as you move forward. Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you for those kind words. You bet. Now, any comments before we start looking at making a decision? Yes, Ms. Denson.
Just very briefly, I would just like to say to Anthony, very much what you've already said, Mr. Chair, is just that you're very well spoken. You have a very good presence, demeanor. Don't make those wrong decisions. You know, stay away from the people that encourage you to do things that are inappropriate or cross the line. But I'm just saying to you as a young man, as our chairman has just said, you have a very bright future. So take advantage of that and separate yourself from the bad influences.
Yes, ma'am. I thank you for that.
You're welcome.
All right. I think it's time to make a decision here, and good young man, but we've heard the information that came from the folks at Eaton High School, and there's some weight there. So let's either grant the appeal and overturn the ruling by the district executive committee, which would declare Anthony Ray B. The second as eligible for varsity athletics at Keller High School, or to deny the appeal. All in favor of granting the appeal, please raise your right hand. That would be Dr. Cavazos. All in favor of denial, same sign. All right, that's myself, Ms. Denson, and Mr. Gonzalez. All right. Anthony, you got a bright future. Good luck to you, young man. Appreciate everybody who was here and involved. We're going to remove you from the feed at this time and move to our next hearing. Thank you.
Okay, Chair, we're a little early. I'm trying to get the second case to log on now, but we still have a few people that need to get on.
We're going to take a 5-minute break. So at 9:07, we're going to be back and hope that everybody's there. All right. All right,
thank you. Okay, Chair, it looks like we have everybody we need for the second case.
Very good. Let's bring those folks in, please.
All right, will do. Okay, this is everybody that was in the waiting room.
All righty, we're going to, well, let me introduce the hearing first and then we'll talk to those that are here. Hearing BB, Richardson High School Appealer District 7, 6A Executive Committee decision regarding the eligibility of a student athlete, Section 443, changing schools for athletic purposes. Mr. Beasley.
DEC 76A met on August 23rd, 2022 and ruled that J.C. Spann moved from Frisco Lone Star High School to Richardson High School for athletic purposes with the vote of 7-1. Items number 1, 3, 4, 5, and 6 were checked yes on the PAPF, and items number 1, 5, 6, and 17 were checked yes on the eligibility questionnaire. The students' parents are appealing the ruling of the DEC.
All right, at this time, I would ask that those who have joined us to be part of this, please unmute for a few moments so that we can check the audio and make sure everything is good and get introductions made. Kevin Lawson, please identify yourself.
Kevin Lawson, boys basketball coach, Richardson High School.
Thank you. Leslie Slovak.
Executive Director of Athletics, Richardson ISD.
Thank you. Greg Pels.
Greg Pels, Athletic Coordinator, Richardson High School.
All right. Jeff Rayburn.
Jeff Rayburn, Athletic Coordinator, Lone Star High School.
Keith Connor.
Keith Connor, Lone Star Boys Basketball Head Coach, Lone Star High School.
Thank you. And then we have Theresa Spann.
Theresa Spann. I need to take this off.
And who do you have with you?
Jay Spann and John Spann.
Okay, thank you. Jerry Littlejohn.
Jerry Littlejohn, Athletic Director of Frisco ISD.
Thank you. Let me apologize first. You may hear a little background noise. I hope it's not too loud. I'm at the service center here in Lubbock, and they're doing some kind of maintenance work out there. At this time, we're going to ask that each of you please raise your right hand and get sworn in. Make sure you're unmuted. And then two is going to swear you in.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you present is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Yes, I do.
Very good. Thank you. Let's talk about our process a little bit. We're going to start with family. We're going to ask some questions based on the information that we already have. And once we're finished with those questions, we're going to then go to the folks at Frisco Lone Star High School, talk to them a little while. We'll move to Richardson as a receiving district. Very seldom have much to offer us in terms of the reason for the change, and that's why we're here. But if there's something pertinent, we want to hear it. Then we'll go to our district chair. Then we'll go back to family. We may have a few more questions, and then we'll let you summarize, okay?
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to begin this by making sure we recognize, first of all, that if this committee decides to grant the appeal, that it was going to also require a waiver, and I think y'all understand that now, a residency waiver, because you've not changed your residence and you're not in the attendance zone at Richardson High School. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thanks. Our understanding is that you came from Chicago several years back and have been here for a good while now. Mom, you are a new employee with Richardson ISD, I believe, and you're working 5 minutes from Richardson High School.
That's correct.
All right. So transportation wise, this is a convenient thing for you, the way you've indicated it. And then, let's see, you had at one point been at Frisco, and then you went to, I believe, Little Elm for a little while, and then now you've made this move. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And Jace stayed at Lone Star after all that time, right?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Until I think you said it didn't make any sense anymore. Okay. Because of the distance and all and being close by. You noted that grades were slipping some, and you were worried about his college readiness and safety and mental health and attendance.
That's correct.
Okay. Now, we get to some of the other aspects of this situation. In the spring, I think these were your words, yours or Dad's, I don't know, that there was a failed test. We're talking drug tests here. And you talk about a laced cookie, Dad. I believe you were the ones that talked about that quite a bit. Is that right?
Yeah.
A laced, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And that's why you felt like the test went as it did. You accepted the consequences at that time, right?
That's correct.
Okay. And then there was a second offense where you had him retested, and those tests were not accepted by the district.
That's correct.
Okay. And that is just so you'll know, that's a very, very standard process. All right.
Yeah. I just want to also note, though, in the documents that I sent, it showed that agency that came out and tested him in December initially said he had a failed test. But if you look at the documents that I showed, it shows on 12-8 and 12-9, both negative from that same agency.
Okay. And then thank you for that, by the way, for pointing that out. There was a potential third test, but our understanding is that it was refused, correct?
That's correct.
And that decision was reached by?
Well, Jace made that decision.
Okay. All right. And you supported that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, and you recognize that a refusal to take a test is denoted as a positive, correct?
Yes.
Okay. You started to say something.
Well, the issue was when the testing person came out, Jace FaceTimed me and his dad. Mm-hmm. And at that time, the man appeared to be nervous. He started stuttering. He wouldn't identify himself. And at that point, Jay said he didn't feel safe. So okay. That's why he didn't take the test. I did indicate to the school that we were okay if they were to send someone else, because this was the same guy who tested him in December, and all of the chaos started from there.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
There were other concerns that came up, the discussion of the racial slur, and Jace, you indicated that you, I think you said, I shouldn't have said it, mm-hmm. what it was going down the hallway there. And then, after that, there was a discussion of potentially cheating in a math class. But let me go to a statement. You said you were scared to go to school after you talked with Coach. And there was, I think, a statement that maybe the coach had called you a liar. Why were you scared to go to school, Jace?
Well, because at the time, things were going on, and basically, like, I felt when I was walking in the hallway, like, I felt like it wasn't normal. Like, the way that the teacher approached me, the way that she talked to me,
And then, like, you know, whenever I talked to him, he was kind of like saying these things to me where it was just like, kind of like, why are you saying that? Like, then he said my image was tarnished. And then he said, you know, he was going to do something. He didn't know what he was going to do. And then at that point, it was just kind of like, well, why would I want to come back? And then this environment's like this. And I didn't want to be around any of that. So that's why I was scared to go back to school.
Okay. You mentioned that there were a lot of folks asking you about a failed drug test. Is that right?
Yes. They would walk through the hallways and basically they were asking like, hey, like, why aren't you out there? Why aren't you playing? And like, what happened with the drug test? But I was told that that was information that was only going to be told to me and my parents. So hearing other people talking about it, it was kind of like what's going on? Like, who said what?
Right.
What?
Right. Okay. All right. Struggling academically and emotionally. And I think there's got some professional help at that time and still doing that. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Good deal. Good deal. What other questions do we have from committee members at this time? All right. As I said, we're going to get back to y'all. Y'all have done a nice job of answering the questions. We really appreciate your clarity. Okay. All right. Let's go to the folks at Lone Star. Who's going to be speaking? Coach Connor, right?
Yes, sir.
Basketball coach. All right. And your coordinator there is Mr. Rayburn. But right now we're talking to you. Okay.
All right.
All right. Who completed the previous athletic participation form?
Coach Rayburn filled it out.
Okay. With your input?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you folks indicated that there were several things, that there had been some issues that he had quit, that he was going to be – that had been suspended. Obviously, those were those interim times when the drug tests came back and that he would be prohibited from participating and that it was a change for athletic purposes. You've heard Anthony talk about, Jace talk about the conversation that you had with him. Describe the conversation and then talk to us about the reasons that the previous athletic participation form was filled out as it was.
Okay. So for our conversation, I got an email earlier that day. It was on a Friday. We had a tournament that day. I got an email from one of his teachers or a teacher saying, hey, I've got some things about Jace that we need to talk about. And she sent it to me and our assistant coach. So I went back, when I got back to school, I went to her and talked to her about that. Then I brought Jace in right before shooter or after, it was right before shoot around or after shoot around that day, before we left to go to Jesuit. I spoke with him, brought him in the office, spoke with him and asked him about his side of the story and what happened. And this is what I'm hearing. And then we talked and I said, let me see what's going to happen. Cause I don't know what's going to happen. Because I got your side, I got her side. But we went on, there was no penalty. He played in the game that same day. Because if there was a penalty, he wouldn't have been playing that night. But he played that day in that game and nothing else came up of that. After we discussed that, nothing else came of that situation after we discussed that.
Okay. Then tell us about the reason you think it's a change for athletic purposes.
Because when he left, he left before the season ended, right before our second to last game, he withdrew on that day. And he was going to be ineligible to play here because that was a third missing of the test. So they left the next day. And, you know, we started having after the second after the second failed drug test, there was a lot of things that came out that us as coaches here, me and my staff didn't know anything about until that Monday when we met with the parents. And everything just kind of turned and went left. So he was here, he was gonna be here. Jace is he's a three-year letterman for us. We think highly of him. And then this happened and they were gone the next day.
Okay. So reiterate for me, and Mr. Rayburn, you can also join this conversation. You gave some reasons, dissatisfaction with the coach and academic program there. What was the dissatisfaction with the coach that you're talking about?
Yes, sir. So after the first drug test, Jace was suspended. After the second drug test, they did not believe that the results were accurate, believed it wasn't correct. They came up to the school, the parents did, and they demanded a meeting with our principal, Mr. Tolleson, who's on here. They actually ended up meeting with our associate principal, Chelsea McKinnon. And after that second failed drug test, a lot of complaints. I don't know exactly the paperwork they filled out. Mr. Tolleson can enlighten us on that, about complaints about Coach Connor and the basketball program after the failed drug test. So there was a lot of complaints about Coach Connor, the way he treated Jace, the way he ran his program. And so there's a lot of dissatisfaction that they aired out all their grievances during that time. They had a chance to meet with Mr. Tolleson, I believe later that day. Mr. Tolleson had given them all the information, written things up, and made sure they knew that if he did not take a third drug test whenever he was asked to, then it would be deemed a third positive, and then he would be ruled ineligible.
All right. Let's go to our principal then, Mr. Tolleson.
Chair, we'll need to get him sworn in if possible.
Oh, he came in late?
Yep. Yes.
Okay. Would you please raise your right hand, too? It's going to square you in. The appropriate response will be I do.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you present is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
All right. Tell us about the meeting with the parents and the issues that they had with Coach.
So this was after the second failed drug test. We met with the Spans, along with myself, Coach Hawkins, our varsity assistant, and Coach Connor, just to allow the Spans to kind of speak their, about their concerns with the program. They discussed the issue with the teacher addressing Jace in the hallway about the racial slur. They talked about an overall dissatisfaction with the program, and mostly just the way that they felt like Coach Connor spoke with Jace or spoke to Jace in kind of an overly critical way. They felt like, they expressed that they didn't think that they felt overall that Coach Connor was targeting Jace in some kind of way based on Coach Connor addressing some of the school discipline issues with his player. And so, that kind of came out of, the discussion of the second failed drug test when he was, facing the suspension for that.
Okay.
They later appealed. They filed an extracurricular appeal about that failed drug test, stating that they felt like there was tampering with that drug test. We upheld the extracurricular discipline for the second failed drug test as a result of that investigation. They also raised those concerns about Coach Connor. We could not substantiate the claims that Coach Connor was in any way targeting Jace during that investigation.
All right. Thank you. Any questions for the folks from Lone Star? All right. Thank you for your information. As I said earlier, the receiving district rarely has much to offer us in terms of the reason for the change. Anybody that needs to speak up, please do so now. All right. Let's go to our district chair. You recused yourself, Ms. Slovak, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And we have, who's our chair? Is he on?
I have texted him. He had the link. It's Steve Cook, AD at Jesuit. He serves as vice chair, and he did run that hearing. I've texted him. He had the link, so I apologize. I'm not sure why he's not on.
Okay. You were there?
I was.
Okay. You can, we know you. You're very open and honest. So tell us in your words why you think the decision was reached, that it was a 7-1 vote, that it was a change for athletic purposes.
You know, my thoughts are, I think it had to do with the timing of maybe how quick the, you know, that third, when it's considered a failed drug test, if you refuse, I think that maybe that's what the committee thought. I don't know. You know, obviously I don't vote, and I've not talked to them about why they voted the way they did, but I would think the timing of so quickly going to another school, but I'm not sure without actually asking them.
Have you heard anything today that you had not heard?
No.
Okay. Very good. All right. Any questions for our chair? Appreciate you. Yes, Ms. Denson.
Just one item for the chair, if you would. First of all, I appreciate you recusing yourself. That didn't always happen in these cases. So I appreciate that. Just to encourage your vice chair, know the importance of appearing when we do have hearings. So if you will follow up with the vice chair, I know extenuating circumstances do occur, but it's just very important to hear from the chair. Thank you.
I will. Yes. Thank you.
All right. We're going to go back now to family. What questions do you have for family members? All right. It's time for y'all to summarize then at this point and tell us anything that you need to tell us. Y'all have done a really nice job of answering questions. I think we've got the sequence of events. We understand. What would you say in closing?
Well, that's your star.
Basically, a big like reason why I left the school in the first place was kind of just like things just weren't going right. I didn't feel really great about going to school every day. I didn't enjoy going to school every day. And it was just kind of like every day I went, it was just I really just couldn't wait to get home and kind of get away from everybody. And then just the way things were going with my grades, and then the way things were going with the people around me, you know, asking me about all this stuff that's not true and whatnot. It just got to a point where like I didn't want to have to deal with that every single day. And the change to Richardson, basically, you know, I feel more welcome. Everything's kind of like new. I can fit in well here. And, you know, I feel like academically, I feel way more confident in my abilities here because I know there's no distractions. I can, you know, really focus on what I need to do to get my GPA higher. And, you know, there isn't anything bothering me. Everything's kind of going really well. So.
Okay. You're a very well-spoken young man.
Appreciate it.
And then I would just like to add something in closing. I've been an educator for 27 years, and in Texas, we have a code of ethics that we are supposed to adhere to. And I understand the dynamics of Lone Star attempting to make this seem that this was about basketball. This was about saving our son. If we had a choice, we pay taxes for Frisco schools. We would have left him right here. But safety and mental health overruled everything. So it didn't have anything to do with testing because clearly there was an error there. We know that. I mean, the data shows that. The documentation shows that. And instead of Frisco making an effort to say, we were wrong, we apologize, let's fix this. That's not what they did. So on the point that Jace quit athletics, we actually attended those last games, even though we moved him out of the area. and just to show that, you know, he's a good kid, and his time at Lone Star is a tool. It's a lesson. It's a life lesson. But the fact is, we are just, you know, expecting him to have normalcy. That's it. His mental health, again, was in question. All of the drug testing, the processes, I mean, it did a mental, he had mental breakdowns. I mean, that's documented. And the thing is, you listen to all of what was said about the process and all of that. I mean, he was 16 when all of this started. He's a young developing man. And so we just humbly just asked you to overturn this decision. Basically, I'm in the district. I was at Frisco too. I know the trauma that I dealt with. That's how I knew that it was time to move my son when I moved him. I loved Frisco. My whole classroom, instead of being I coined it a city after the city of Frisco, and it was a city of Span. And with that being said, it was made painfully obvious to me that it was time for me to move on, and I did so. I went to Little Elm, different environment. I was still close to Jace because that was the most important thing. When I moved to Richardson, it was a promotion. So, and the, you know, the emotional stability that I got with the move, I wanted for my son. So I just want you to consider that as you make your decision today.
And also the move to Richardson, it wasn't easy because at the same time, you know, I grew up with all these people around here, all the people in the neighborhood. Like, these are my childhood friends I've been friends with for basically my whole life. So then having to leave, not, and then realizing like you're not going to walk the stage with them, like obviously that affected the way I felt about the move. And even, you know, they put me, when I first came to Richardson, they put me in the freshman program, like the freshman class for basketball. And I'm not a freshman, I'm a junior, getting ready to be a senior. But at the time, that wasn't my main concern because, you know, I had just switched schools and I was trying to get, you know, fit in. I was trying to figure out everything that I need to do to be successful academically. And I would even spend time doing homeworks in those periods where basically, you know, they're playing basketball and I'm just like on the sideline, you know, with my hood on or something, doing homework, kind of just, you know, not like causing a scene or nothing, just kind of like, you know, sitting back and then letting them do their thing while I do mine. And then I didn't touch a basketball for about a month. Like, you know, I was eligible, you know, they were still in season and I didn't touch a basketball. I didn't, you know, even think to touch a basketball. I didn't talk to any of the coaches. I didn't talk to any of the players. It was all just, what do I need to do to help myself be successful in Richardson? And I would even study the school map because when I first got there, I got lost a few times. And I mean, in new school like that, like, you know, I was late to my classes and stuff. You know, you don't want to show a bad first impression, you know. So I was doing everything I could to make sure, you know, I got around the school and basically, you know, just to make myself be successful.
Thank you, Jace. Dad, you have anything to add?
Yeah, I'll start off with this Lone Star and the program they had that my son was in athletics. We supported that. I supported that. When we came to the meeting, we had no problem with the coach or that athletic program or the school. The problem that we were having when we got there, we thought that maybe someone made a mistake. Something happened, we can fix it. We just need to talk to someone. Things happen. The problem set in when we were finding out more than we knew what was going on. When we found out about the threat, and it came up that it was denied, and then it came up that it was a lie. It kind of threw a flag. And then the behaviors that my son was having with just his personality. You know, he would go in a room, he would close the door, he won't come out. He had no desire to play any sports. He had no desire to eat. You know, most of the time we spent time with him. Well, I did on the weekends and in the gyms. You know, he just wasn't himself. You know, we supported the program because we would go to the school and use the gym, you know, and I felt like I had a really good connection with the coach, but maybe I didn't, you know, maybe they felt a different way, but I wanted my kid to continue to go to the school because when he first started, he was happy. You know, in his junior year, everything changed. It was like night and day. We couldn't figure it out. And slowly it just got worse and worse. And eventually he's now in therapy. Right before that, you know, I wanted to just take him out a long time ago. I'm like, you just need to go to therapy. I didn't want him to be in the athletic program. I just wanted him to go to therapy and get himself together. And I thought it was maybe me. I was pushing him too hard, but it was a lot going on. And if I knew everything that was going on at that school and with the coaches and this kid, it probably could have went a different way, but it was, I don't know, maybe a miscommunication on my behalf or his behalf or their behalf. Real unfortunate situation. But I just want that school to know that we did, we supported them. We all of my kids went to that school.
But three out of the four.
You know, so I was kind of confused when they were saying that we came in and we had a problem with the coaches and the school, and that wasn't the case. And I'm sorry that they feel that way, but my son's mental health was way more important to me than anything else.
And I'm gonna ask Jace to step out for a minute because I'm gonna share something with you that I don't want him to hear.
Okay, where do you want me to go? Sorry.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. Something that we didn't share during that first hearing was there were two suicides at Lone Star High School. One of the kids that committed suicide was friends with Jace since they were in elementary, maybe first, second grade. Jace developed a plan to commit suicide. That's why we took him out immediately. He told of a plan to take his life. At that point, that's when we pulled him out. It just so happened that that was a day that all of this basketball stuff happened. Right. So I say we moved our son to save his life. I mean that.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, all right. It's just compounded. Everything is just compounded. And with the kids approaching him and accusing him of things, and it's kind of hard to get, you know, answers out of him. That's why it was really disappointing to have the meeting with the principal and the coaches, because we had no idea all that was going on. And it was a situation that we had to move fast. It was really scary. It was just, I don't know how we would have dealt with that if it would have got worse than what it had. So that's why we moved him immediately.
All right. y'all have done a really nice job of letting us know your situation, and we appreciate that.
Thank you.
Okay. Any comments from committee members this time? Anybody? Okay. We'll wait till they get back in so they'll know what the firsthand what the vote is. All right, Jace, just so you'll know, we're fixing to make a vote. We want to make sure you were in here while that took place. And don't know what the result will be, but sound to me like you got a good thing going there at Richardson High School, that you're enjoying yourself and things are going well for you. So good, and wish you a great and a bright future. All right?
Thank you.
Okay. It's time to make a decision, and recognizing that there's a waiver still pending, to either grant the appeal and overturn the ruling by the district executive committee, which would declare Jace Spann eligible for varsity athletics at Richardson High School pending a waiver, or to deny the appeal. All in favor of granting the appeal, please raise your right hand. All in favor of denial, same sign. It's unanimous. Jace, good luck. We're going to remove everybody from the feed at this point. And that brings us to the end of our agenda for the day. Is there new business?
No, sir.
Any announcements?
No, sir, other than thank you for joining. We've had a lot of hearings so far this year, and we appreciate all of your commitment to helping get through them.
We thank the staff for your work, and also committee members. Nice work today. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend. I'm sure we'll see you soon. We are adjourned.
Thank you.
Take care, guys.